AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Attorney General Pam Bondi says a key participant in the 2012 Benghazi, Libya attack that killed four Americans is in custody. Zubair al-Bakoush had landed at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland this morning. Republicans have accused the Obama administration of security lapses that led to the death of U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans. This is FBI Director Kash Patel.
If you kill an American citizen in an act of terrorism, we will hunt you down. We will bring you to justice. And you will face justice here in America, not in another court and not in any other proceeding around the world, but here. You killed our own, so we are going to take it to the streets to make sure you are held accountable.
A Libyan militant suspected of being a mastermind of the attacks has already been convicted. One of President Trump's social media posts is drawing backlash over its racist treatment of the country's first black president and first lady. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president shared a video about election conspiracy theories showing him as king of the jungle and a range of Democrats as animals, including a quick scene of two primates with Barack and Michelle Obama smiling faces imposed on them. GOP Senator Tim Scott, who is also black, says he prays the clip is fake because it's the most racist thing he's seen out of this White House. Trump spokeswoman Caroline Levitt rejected the criticism, saying the clip is from an internet meme video depicting Democrats as characters from The Lion King, and reporters should stop the fake outrage. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials in Pakistan say a suicide bomber targeted a Shiite mosque on the outskirts of Islamabad during Friday prayers, killing 31 people. The Washington commander says Hall of Fame quarterback Sonny Jurgensen has died. He was 91. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is Markets in a Minute. A bounce back in technology stocks is helping Wall Street recover some of its losses for the week, but the market is still on track to end the week lower. The S&P 500 rose 1.3% in the first hour of trading Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 852 points. That's about 1.7%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.2%. Chip companies helped drive the gains on hopes for more spending on AI infrastructure by Amazon and other companies. NVIDIA and Broadcom helped lead the gains. Bitcoin rose back above $68,000. A day earlier, Bitcoin had fallen to less than half of the all-time high it set in the fall. Seth Soutell, New York.
Michael Keaton is set to be honored as the 2026 Man of the Year by Harvard University's Hasty Pudding Theatricals. Keaton will receive his Pudding Pot Award at a celebratory roast. John Hamm won the award at Harvard University last year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.